Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Former CSU running back Kyle Bell is the general manager there. He's been helping Ram fans get great new vehicles at fantastic prices. If you mention you heard his ad on Ram Nation Radio, he'll give you an additional $500 off the sale price of a car. Head into Ed Bozar Chevrolet at 2001 South Havana Street in Aurora, and Kyle will take care of you. Pierce Hornung is our guest. He's back with us for this final segment. Pierce, thanks again for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Following that first tournament appearance in Louisville, Kentucky, you have the best season in a long time. 26-9 overall, 11-5 in conference play. You earn a number 8 seed.
Yeah.
But again, you got to travel across the country, this time to Lexington, Kentucky. So Kentucky again.
Yeah.
And there you draw a number 9 seed. So just in the draw, when you see the 8 seed, the first thought everyone has in that selection show is, well, crap, if we do get by the first game, then you're playing the number 1 seed. And in this case, it turned out to be Louisville, the number 1 seeded team in the whole tournament. But that first game against Missouri was such a good performance, such a great game, and a big win for the program, because the previous postseason appearances, you know, you went 1-and-done in the CBI, 1-and-done in the NIT, 1-and-done in the NCAA tournament in the previous 3 years, and you finally get back to the NCAA tournament in consecutive years, and you go out and get a big win over a Power 5 conference school. What was that like, man?
Well, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a tough draw. I mean, Missouri was a good team. They had a lot of talent and good transfers from schools that had a lot of success previously. So they had some guys that, you know, had some NCAA tournament success. And so we knew it would be a tough matchup, but, you know, the coaches prepared us well for it. And Dorian Green, he really had a great game. I think he had 26 points or so and really, really carried us to the win. But, you know, it was a lot of fun to finally get over that postseason hump and, you know, a win and having some success in the postseason against a good Missouri team.
And then that following game with a chance to go to the Sweet 16, it's really unfortunate because you guys were so, you had such a good team and with great guard play and good senior leadership, obviously. And then to just have a game against, that was one team that you probably just didn't want to face, was that Louisville team. And you did you played them tough for most of that first half, and that just towards the end of the first half, it started getting away a little bit, and it was just tough to keep up in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I followed that NCAA tournament, you know, after we were out, and I really thought that Louisville played, you know, if not their best game of the tournament against us, maybe their second best. And I mean, they were firing on all cylinders, and that it was a very, very tough team, very well coached. And you know, we beat Missouri on a Thursday or a Friday, and had a day to prepare for the best team in the country. And it's tough to do. And you know, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw there. And I mean, they went on to win the national championship that year. But like you said, it was a tough draw. You know, if we could have gone back and redrawn it, we probably wouldn't want to go play, you know, the best team in the country basically at home. But you kind of got to play the hand you're dealt.
Did that trip have a different feel than the first one? You know, the first one was kind of, you're probably a little bit awestruck, and program hadn't been there for a long time, almost a decade. Did it feel different? Did you feel confident when you were there and that you could maybe make a little bit of a run?
Yeah, we absolutely did. You know, as a team, you know, we were pretty confident in ourselves, especially, you know, being there the year before. And like you said, just not being satisfied, just going there and being in the NCAA tournament. We really wanted to go to win, which was our, you know, ultimate goal, and Miles was to us 4 years prior. So, yeah, it really did have a different feel going out there. And once we were out there and just got to playing, yeah, I was pretty confident there early on in the game that we would get that win.
Pierce Hornung, a former CSU basketball star, is our guest tonight. Pierce, do you ever look back and just kind of marvel and take pride in the fact that we were really part of something special, and it was this particular group that built this program and took it from really the bottom of the barrel to a really good place now where it is currently under Coach Eustace?
Yeah. I mean, just to be, you know, a part of that it's special. I mean, it's something we certainly talked about, you know, when we first got up there, and And, you know, a lot of people didn't have a lot of expectation for the basketball team. And, you know, now people expect them at home to win every game and most of them on the road as well. So it's been exciting to see, you know, what's happened to basketball over the past 6 years to where it is now.
You know, you mentioned the expectations to win at home. When your senior year, you guys were 16-1 at Moby Arena. How good? I mean, Moby Arena is a pretty special place when it's full and rocking, isn't it?
Yeah. People don't realize, you know, when you're on the floor, how loud it is when that thing's packed, and how much the crowd can affect the momentum of a game. And so when Moby's packed and loud and bumping, you know, you as a player, you just feel like you can't lose there. You almost feel invincible. And, you know, we kind of got to that point. We had a lot of home success our last 2 years there, to the point where we didn't even think we could get beat at home.
Is that really the reason that it's so hard to win in college basketball on the road? You just feed so much off of your home crowd, in particular the Mountain West. It's just difficult to go on the road and win in the Mountain West, no matter who you're playing. But in college basketball, home court advantage seems to be paramount.
Yeah, you know, it's a game of momentum, and anything that you can use as a player to gain that momentum, you know, you use it. So, that was my experience, is at home, you feel like the crowd's behind you, and it just gives you that extra, you know, bit of confidence to you know, make the plays and you know, get the win. But I don't know exactly why you have so much, teams have so much more success at home. I'm sure it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, you tend to get the calls at home, and, you know, you're used to shooting at the basket, and I'm sure it's a lot of different things, but the crowd is probably at the top of the list.
Pierce, you had the unique opportunity to play for two really good coaches at CSU, and they just so happen to be very, very different from each other. Tim Miles, who recruited you, obviously, and Coach Larry Eustacey, who inherited you your senior year. Tell me about each coach and how they differ from each other.
You know, they're both great coaches. You know, I really, you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to play for both of them. You know, if I ever had, you know, a son that had the opportunity to play for either of those coaches, I recommend them in a heartbeat. They're fantastic coaches. You know, as far as differences between them, I mean, they have a little bit different personality and a little bit different style of coaching about the, you know, approach it. You know, coaches only have a certain amount of time in a practice to focus on certain things, and so, you know, Miles would focus on different things than Eustacey would, and neither of them's wrong. It's just you have a limited amount of time to focus on a specific thing. You know, Larry spends a lot of time on the offensive rebound and the transition defense and toughness, and you know, that's reflected in the team. And Miles, you know, he spends a lot of time on really game planning and his strength, being able to take a team, you know, and really fit a game plan around that team. You know, he does a great job of taking a look at pieces and figuring out what's going to work best for that individual team. And so they're both just great coaches, and you know, I'm blessed to have that opportunity to play for both of them. I respect them both greatly.
Were you uneasy when Coach Miles left for Nebraska and not knowing who might be the next
coach? You know, anytime there's change as a player, you are a little uneasy. But you know, once Larry came, and I mean, you can look at his past success and know he's a great coach. I mean, he's won everywhere he's been. So, you know, it didn't take long for myself and us as a team to really buy into what he was telling us and how we should play. Because you could just look at the results and you know, they speak for themselves.
Was there one, did you like one more than the other as far as coaching styles?
I really enjoyed playing for both of them. They're both great coaches. You know, it's a hard question to answer, but you know, I can tell you that I would play for both of them in a heartbeat. Larry's a great coach, and you know, I CSU is just lucky to have him. You know, I can say that with the utmost confidence. I mean, he's a fantastic coach, and like I said, we are very lucky to have him at CSU.
Is he the kind of coach that can take this team to the next level?
As far as taking us to the next level, yeah. You know, not many coaches are AP Coach of the Year. And to have a guy of his caliber, his experience here at CSU, you know, is really special. And so, yeah, I think the future for CSU basketball as far as this season and seasons to come is very bright.
What projections do you have for this team to finish out this year?
As far as the team finishing out the year, I mean, they got a lot of basketball left to play. They've done a great job this season getting to where they are. I mean, they have a high RPI. They beat some good teams. They've won on the road. And, you know, some people, I think, were unexpected by it. But, you know, having played for Coach and, you know how he gets his guys prepared for the games, I'm not shocked. I mean, they play tough basketball. It's hard-nosed. And they find a way to win most above all, which is probably the trait you'd want most in a team. And so they have a lot of basketball left to play. They have a lot of great things that they can accomplish yet in this season, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you think that they have the makeup of a team that can do a little bit of damage in the tournament, maybe win a game or two in advance?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, the thing about Larry's teams is they're tough, and they're not going to get outworked by anybody. And so, you know, anytime you have that trait of the team, you know, toughness and finding a way to win, grind it out, you're always going to be in games, and you're always going to have an opportunity to win, no matter how you shoot. You know, the way they rebound, the way they defend, the way they, you know, get back in transition, it allows them to even, you know, in a poor shooting performance, still in the game and still have an opportunity to win it.
Pierce Hornung, former CSU basketball star, is with us tonight. A couple more questions, Pierce. This year's team, you talk about how cohesive they've been and how tough they've been and the brand of basketball they're playing. This is a group of guys that have been kind of melded together from all over the country, guys that have transferred from different parts of the country. Is it difficult in that kind of environment, that kind of makeup of a team, to learn to play with each other? And it's, you know, this group seems that despite that, they really have thrived. Tell me about what Larry Stacey has done to get this team to play together and play well.
Well, I think you just need to get a group of guys that buy in. And this team has bought in to Coach, and you know, they listen to him and they respect him. And so I think that's reflected on the floor. But you got to have a group of unselfish guys that put winning above personal accomplishments or accolades or anything like that. And I think what you have is a group there, guys like JJ and DB. They just want to go out and win. You know, they're not out there, you know, trying to be all conference players or anything like that. They're just going to do whatever it takes to win the game and put the team in a good position. And so I think it's a combination of the players and the coaches. But you know, it starts with the players buying in.
How does this team stack up to the 2012-2013 team, your senior year? How do the two teams compare in your opinion?
Well, you know, they're completely different teams with different guys. So, you know, it's always tough to compare. I'm not in a locker room with those guys. I'm not around them. So, yeah, it's tough for me on the outside looking in to compare anything, but you know, I can tell you that the similarities are, you know, just that toughness that's associated with Larry's teams and finding a way to win and you know, rebounding and just playing tough. And I think that's the biggest similarity between the two that I see.
Well, Pierce, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. I really appreciate your time. It's always a pleasure watching you play ball, and it's really nice to be able to chat with you and catch up with you. I'm glad you're doing well, and we'll see you at a basketball game here coming up soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet, man. Thanks. And thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. We will be back on next Friday night, 10 p.m. Thanks for listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.